98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, our guest this morning is no stranger to you or us. One of Ireland's most familiar faces and presenter of Virgin Media 6 o'clock show, Brian Dowling Garulion. Welcome to 98 FM's Big Breakfast. How
guys,
are you?
Guys, I'm back. I'm home.
Hello. It's great to see you.
And I'm wearing red.
Have you missed us? Because we've missed you. You're so on brand this morning, Brian.
I've always missed our little handovers in the morning.
I know. The chaos.
And smelling you, because you always smell so good.
Yes, thank you. So, as do you.
Thank you.
As do you.
I'm like, I smell grand. Anyway, happy new year to you, Brian. Had you a nice break?
I had a really nice break. The girls are obviously older now.
Yeah.
So Christmas was a little bit more tranquil.
Mm-hmm.
It was quiet. We did Christmas Eve. My family in Rathangan, Christmas Day at home with my sister Aoife, Arthur's mum, the girls, and then Stephen's Day in Rathangan. We did something every single day, but you're able to also sip in a glass of champagne, so it's fine.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you're not working, so it was really nice.
Totally.
But I'm happy to be back at work now.
Straight back into it. Salvage Squad, Series 2.
Series 2 now. So funny, because I shot this, as you guys know, last summer.
Yeah.
I kind of forget what happened.
Okay.
I can remind you. You go to Cork.
I go to Cork with Gwen.
Yes. Gwen's fabulous.
It was a really sunny day, and I wore, I think, a jumper and a jacket. I was really hot.
Yeah.
Because I was very mindful. We shot it during the summer. Mm-hmm. But I knew it was going out in the winter.
So I was like,
do I dress for summer or do I dress for winter?
You have to wear
winter?
A
dress for the weather you want.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
And Gwen didn't like the colour pink.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe she gets pink.
She painted the entire room pink.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Peter. I love when that happens. That's the stuff that I go, ooh, I love this.
Yeah.
Because you can go in, how are you? Nice. Oh, your house looks great. He's doing this. I don't like that. I go, oh, now spill the tea. I love kind of the drama of it.
Yeah.
It's such a fun show. I was saying during the week, you're told, and you guys will know this, oh, just be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when you do a job, you can't really be yourself. But literally on this, I am totally
you
myself.
Are so yourself.
Yes. You're having a ball.
Having a ball. It's not scripted. It's all me. We kind of do everything as live in one take, which is really good. And with the reveals, you only get one go at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
you can't reveal the room twice
it's so
to someone.
Genuine.
Yeah. Yes.
Because you're getting the actual moment. And the Salvage Squad, it's all about sustainability and upcycling.
Yes.
So have you learned any tricks now that you'll bring forward in your life?
I always try to be mindful, especially when it comes to my clothes. You just had this discussion off air. Mm-hmm. I re-wear a lot, and Kat and I re-wear a lot on Six.
Yeah.
And I'm the same in my own life and with the kids. But at home, I think upcycling is something I'm really fascinated with. How you could see something and you go, oh, that's naff, I'm going to throw it out. And then you bring in an upcycler and they work their magic. It can look absolutely incredible.
It's
I didn't know
unreal.
What upcycling was until I started doing the show.
I couldn't believe it. So it's Peter and Kathy who you work alongside.
We had like 100 designers in season one. And I think we realised that's way too many designers.
Yeah, so Peter and Kathy do the heavy lifting.
Honey, they do it all.
Yeah.
They do it all.
And then you swan in, you're like, that looks great.
Swan in, I stir the pot. I go, would you really have chosen that? At one point during the recording of this, myself and Kathy were being so shady to each other. Fun. Our director took us aside and said to us, you guys have to be nice to each other on camera. because we were having so much fun and being so shady with each other.
But the budgets for this, they're so like there's €1,000 kind of budget.
That's it.
To find stuff. And then it's really interesting to see, like you kind of, I forget that you can go on Facebook Marketplace and find something fab or a new lampshade or a new worktop or whatever. You don't have to go and buy new. And I know this is not breaking news, but I think you need to be reminded of this.
I think when you see it done and executed so well, like on the Salvage Squad, you go, I could do that. For example, they pull pieces and Kathy might say to me, oh, that lamp was £800. Mm. I got it on Marketplace for £50.
Ooh, I love a bargain.
Peter pulled a sofa, I think, from season one of the show. But he said £3,000 or £8,000. It was an extortion amount of money.
Yeah.
And it got for like £150. And it was brand new. It's just not been used.
Yeah, you just have to be clever.
We also go skip diving.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you been in yourself?
I my hand went in for a scene on
no
the camera.
No legs in the air.
We had to shoot the skip thing 3 times. I was like, really, it was so hot. And there was loads of builders on ladders going, me wife loves you. I said, let me get into the skip, darling, and I would get it sorted. But skip diving is a thing. And we wasted nothing on the show. Also for season 2, Kathy and Peter were able to help each other out with stuff.
Okay.
Swapping back and forth, which we'd never done before.
Okay. Like, everyone's neighbours, family and children, everyone's getting stuck in.
Everyone gets involved.
Paintbrush is safe.
No, and it's emotional for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you go into someone else's house, it's just someone else's house.
Yeah.
But it's their home. It's where they relax.
It's a real reflection of who you are.
Yes. And I think the whole casting of this show and the whole of season two really reflects the Ireland that we live in and the families that we've chosen. I think it's very, very important as well. It's such a fun show.
Yeah, it's fabulous. I'm wondering, have you made any New Year's resolutions for 2026?
Well, this may not surprise you, or it may.
Well, I shouldn't say this, but I will. What are you going to say?
I kind of said I might be pettier in 2026 because I feel like my petty levels in 2025 were just meh. And then Kat said to me recently,
2026 is the year of petty.
She said, I thrive to be as petty as you in life in 2025. And I said, a little pettier, but on a serious note, I'm going to try and be fitter.
Okay.
Oh, very good.
Because you work out?
I try to,
You work out? Do you do anything?
Oh, yeah. I'm in spin class three days a week.
I'm going to try and do that. I want to do that. Like, I'm be 50 in 2 years and I want to be hot and fabulous at 50.
Brian, you are hot and fabulous already.
But I want to put the work in now.
Yeah.
Just to be a little bit
I think the thing is that we were only saying this on the show earlier on. It's not to go in and be like, I'm going to go 7 days a week for 2 hours a day. It's just something small and consistent.
Twice
just keep
a
it
week.
Going.
100%. Put on a Joe Wicks on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
Get sweaty
for 20 minutes. It makes you feel better as well. So that's a great New Year's resolution, and the 6 o'clock show as well. Of course, you're back on air with Katia.
Yes.
Any fun plans for 2026?
You're
going to eat some prawns in the kitchen?
There'll be no problem. Maybe to try fish in the kitchen.
That could be another resolution. Try some fish in the kitchen.
We had someone in recently, the guy that's here before with all the snakes and spiders. And
thank you.
They asked me this year on it, will I touch a baby crocodile? So maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's
fine. You might touch a baby crocodile.
I've touched a baby crocodile. That's fine. No, it was fine. The snake, no. Baby Crocodile, fine. Dancing with the Stars is back.
Yes.
Arthur's back as a judge.
Yes,
Oti is there.
I will actually say, fire emoji.
Oh, unbelievable.
He looks good. Arthur's been really good in being fit and healthy.
Yeah, he looks amazing.
And Oti, wow.
Oti, she's so fab.
When she did this thing, like she's putting
great
salt on
addition
something.
To the panel.
She's fabulous.
Yeah, she's brilliant. Yeah. I know we were only week one. Who surprised you? Who are you looking forward to seeing progress the most in terms of contestants?
I really felt, and this is so bad, I don't recall the lady's name, but I hate saying Vogue sister because Amber has an identity herself.
Of course.
But I felt for her. I felt like she was like a fish out of water. I felt like she was a bit like, what?
I think the nerves got the better of her.
What is this?
Yeah.
The lady from the Rose of Tralee was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Who else? I mean, Eric Roberts.
Oh, yeah. Eric Roberts did the moonwalk on week one.
But
I went, wow.
He can kind of dance as well.
Yes.
So Brian Kennedy really surprised me.
Brian Kennedy was so light on his feet. Was amazing. Yeah. And also, Brian's backstory with his health struggles as well is so relatable.
Yeah.
But I think it's always funny. People always go, oh, I don't know who they are. That's a really bad cast. And as the show progresses, people love them and follow their journey.
Yeah.
Because it's a journey.
Yes. Mm. And Paudy as well from The Traitors.
Yes.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Brian, the Savage Squad is back on Virgin Media Sundays at 8, Virgin Media 1 and Virgin Media Play. Thanks for coming to see us.
So nice to see you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Let's go find a baby crocodile.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98 FM.
9:21 on Friday morning. Brendan, you're going to be chatting about badgers.
They're on the way. Starting though with the story that's giving me sweaty palms. You know the way I don't like heights. A woman named Olga from Belarus has just broken the record for the world's highest sky surf.
Sky surf? Why would you want to do that? So, what does that even involve?
Well, it's basically kind of what it sounds like, right? So you're on a version of a surfboard, but instead of surfing the water, you're surfing mid-air.
No,
my palms are sweaty. So Olga trained for 15 years to pull off this death-defying stunt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to set the scene for you, right? She's in a full white bodysuit with a white helmet. She kind of looks like a white Power Ranger, right? She's got a small, lightweight white surfboard.
Yeah.
And she's getting on a bright red helicopter that's going to take her to an altitude of 21,000 feet.
No, thanks.
Up at Mount Everest is where this is happening.
No.
Olga has sky surfed a whopping 17,000 times before this.
Okay, she's done training.
Never at this height, and she is obviously quite nervous, right? So when the helicopter reaches its height, Olga balances her board on the edge of the chopper on its little kind of feet, right?
Yeah.
And then it's strapped to her feet, she jumps out into the air and she just starts surfing mid-air.
It's great, impressive. But not...
I wouldn't... Now, personally, for me, wouldn't be my idea of fun.
No.
Sit me down with a small plate. So she's pulling all the same moves that you kind of see people do, like on the sea when they're riding a wave, except she's riding in air, right? But she's free falling, she's spinning back and forth until it's time to pull her parachute. So Olga kept control of her board until she had reached 12,000 feet and she safely landed back down to earth and a new world record. So she said she hopes her stunt inspires girls around the world not to be scared and to be bold and to dream big, which is a brilliant message. Now, Olga doesn't speak English, but as you can hear here, she was very excited to have made it.
That's a job,
well done, Olga.
Well done,
Olga. Each to their own.
I'd retire at
Not
that
for
now.
Me.
I'd be like, I'm done, thanks. Finally this morning, it can be quite frustrating when a nice shortcut that you take every day ends up being closed. You know, like it could be cut across a field.
There's a laneway I use on the way to work, and sometimes, you know, there might be somebody driving up the other way. It's just,
Yeah. Well, people living in a part of Lincolnshire in England are having to take a detour at the moment, and it's no small one. It's a 58-kilometer detour.
Ooh.
That's what this shortcut saves
them,
right?
Commute.
The reason? A group of mating badgers have, in the middle of a road, built themselves a love shack. So a group of mating badgers have decided the College Road in East Halton is where they want to get it on over the next few months. And to give themselves that little bit of privacy, what the badgers have done is they've dug a tunnel under the road, causing part of it to collapse.
Okay.
Now, the council can't just go in and fix that because the badgers, they're protected, right? So locals have been told the road now won't reopen until the 1st of July.
July?
So they've obviously kicked off. They've called the whole fiasco frankly outrageous. Now they say that they respect
the
importance.
That's a lot of
riding. Isn't it? They respect the importance of protecting the wildlife and letting them, you know, get their bit. But the current situation, they say, is being completely tipped out of balance. The council did build the badgers a new love shack down the road.
Did they?
To try and kind of tempt them to like a badger version of Casa Amor, right? But the badgers have not taken the bait and are very much loyal to their original set. So the 1st of July, because those badgers are getting it on.
You have to update us when they move to their next location.
I will do that. That is Brendan's bit.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.